Today we are chatting with Ruben and Avery. They are the creators of the Back on Stage app. It keeps gigs organized, tracks your leads, reminds you of follow-ups and tasks, auto sends gig offers to musicians, and makes it really easy to create invoices and contracts to send to clients. It's all coming up right here on Funktastic Chats. If you're a musician and you run a band, you're definitely going to want to hear this. Funktastic Chats. My name is Mike Zabrin. Hey, you may have noticed that this is a new song here in the background, and that's because this is a new season. We're kicking things off fresh. This song is actually a song that I wrote. It's off of my album called Something in the Water. You can stream it on Spotify. And if you are new here, just to let you know that this podcast focuses on creatives, not just musicians, but all creatives, because there's not one clear path set out for you as a creative. So this podcast is about combining your talent with business so that your industry cannot deny you and has no choice but to open its doors for you. I love the Back on Stage app because often we're trying to make other kinds of software work for us musicians instead of using software that's made for musicians to really help us scale our brand and what we do, and can free up your time way quicker and let you focus in on actually creating music rather than building out all of this other software like Monday.com and all these other kinds of CRMs that take a lot of time and a lot of attention. So there's a huge education side behind Back on Stage. They really do a great job of educating musicians about how to book corporate events, how to chat with clients. They've got a whole big blog section and all these help articles about what they do. And so you're going to love this chat today. Don't go anywhere. It's coming right up with founders of Back on Stage, Ruben and Eric. Back on Stage is a web-based business management software company for event bands and live music production companies. It's the very first app that lets band leaders and company owners organize their gig details, clients, musicians, payments, and repertoire all in one place. These are band leaders who want to grow their music business the smart way by saving time with collaborative tools. One low monthly subscription seriously will replace all of your existing subscriptions from Dropbox to Google Drive, Trello, Band Helper, Slack, or whatever else you're using to manage your band. And you can start your free 30-day trial right now at www.backonstageapp.com. So we're here with Ruben and Eric from Back on Stage. Hey guys, how are you?
Great. How are you doing?
Welcome to the podcast. I'm super excited to chat with you guys because I've been using Back on Stage now for about a month and it is seriously life-changing, and I'm so excited to just tell everybody I can about it. So
thank you.
Thank you guys for caring about the sanity of musicians, because as musicians, we want to play and have and do our thing and what we were born to do, man, which is play music. So this app gives us just a really great opportunity to do that. So I guess that leads me into my first question. Where did the name Back on Stage come from?
Well,
yeah, good question.
Ruben and I, we were in the same band together, right? Many years ago. And we were playing in the band, and then we started managing the band. And then before we knew it, we were up to here. I don't know if the listener can see where my hand is. We were up to here with paperwork and having to deal with a client, having to deal with musicians, to book the musicians, to wait for their invoices, to also wait for the clients to sign their contract, and all the emails and all the spreadsheets. Oh my gosh, don't get me started with the spreadsheets, man. If you're a band that does 80, 90 gigs a year, then you're dealing with at least 100, 200 clients or leads a year. So with each one of these clients or leads, you have to generate a spreadsheet, many columns and rows just to keep track of where everybody is. So that's a waste of time for us because we were musicians to begin with and we sign up to play, man. We want to get back on stage and instead of being in the office. And that's why the program is called Back on Stage, because it literally lets us get out of the office and get back on stage.
Now, you're based in Canada. Are you guys based in Canada?
Yes, Vancouver, we're up in Canada. Vancouver.
Vancouver. So was Back on Stage software that you originally designed for your wedding band, or did you always have this grand vision from the beginning that Back on Stage would be scaled around the world for other wedding bands to use?
Yeah, back when we started envisioning it, really, we started the band back in 2009. And it was just me managing things at that point. That was before Eric was even in the band picture with us. And every year I'd go online and look for stuff. I'm a systems guy, a bit of a check boxes and spreadsheets lover. And I'd always been looking for something that could do a better job of managing my band. And I'd create things. I'd make some really crazy spreadsheets. And then I'd open up FileMaker and I'd try something there. And then get into Google Sheets and get into Dropbox and get into Evernote and just create systems everywhere. And I say every year I just come back online and search and think, okay, now somebody has to have created something by now, because technology is coming along and other businesses have software for themselves. And it just seems like the band world was just left out to dry. There were some little tools that do little parts of the picture, but nothing that really put it all together. And a lot of CRM software, you'd really just have to work on it for months to customize it to get it to do what a band actually needs to do, which is keep track of all your clients and your leads and integrate that with all of your musicians so they know what's going on all the time, and keep all of your repertoire and reference recordings and set lists and sheet music and all that stuff organized. And there just wasn't anything that could do it. And so eventually it just started dawning on me that I might just have to do this and create something. And by then Eric had come into the picture and was helping out with the band. And so really that was the moment when we were like, okay, let's start to build this. And at that point, we both had enough experience in the industry and played with enough other bands that we're like, this is not something that's unique to us. Everybody's struggling with the same issues. Nobody has software that does the right things. So let's not make this just about us. We're both very community-minded people and we love doing stuff with and for the music community, and we want to see that flourish and grow. And what better way to do that than on this global scale that technology now lets us operate on? And we're like, well, let's see how big we can make this, and hopefully there's a lot of use for it around the world in different countries, and looks like there is. So we're continuing on.
Yeah, this is the first app built for self-managed event bands and performance ensembles. Other than your own experience, I know you said that you found everybody else needed the same thing, but how did you do the research to figure out what the software needed to do and really what our industry as a whole needed?
Oh man, we have a little tale of this on our website, but this was probably 7 or 8 years ago now. But like I said, I've always been a systems guy. And while I was running the band on my own, I just started feeling really overwhelmed with things and feeling burnt out. And I was like, is this all in my head? Am I really working harder than everybody else? Am I really doing this much work, or does it just feel like a lot? Because you just wake up in the morning, you start answering emails, maybe you practice your instrument for a little bit, you go back to the emails, or you go do some bookkeeping. And then at the end of the day, it was just this flurry of work and you don't even know what you did. And you just feel like it was a lot. But I was like, what am I really doing? And over an 8-month period, I actually logged every little activity I did, from sending client emails to putting together set lists, to doing the bookkeeping after a show, paying everybody. And I put it all in a spreadsheet and I grouped everything together at the end of that time. And I was able to put things into categories that way and get a bit of a bird's eye view of how every booking fit together and how the business as a whole was running and what sort of parts needed to come into play. And so based on that knowledge, I was able to pinpoint the areas that were really going to need to be streamlined. And that was how Back on Stage was initially conceived. Is like, okay, we have this real problem, this bottleneck with communicating event details to all of our musicians. How are we going to deal with that? we've got a problem with contracts getting signed and getting paid, and we want tips. How are we going to deal with that? Set lists, how are we going to build those faster? How can we get the reference recordings to musicians? How can we let clients participate in that process? So all that stuff came together, and then over about a year or so period, we just really got serious about thinking about it together. And then, yeah, started building some designs and working some things out. And I guess the rest is history now. But yeah, we continue going back to that drawing board over and over again and making these processes that we now have in the system even better, and trying to listen to our users now that we've got almost 2,000 people using the app now. It's a small start, but it's been great for us to hear that kind of feedback and see what people are after. So we're incorporating as much of that as we can. But really, I think it's just, yeah, that sort of 12 years or so of running a band and being behind the scenes and really having that download that was able to influence the first incarnation of the software. And then we've just run with it from there.
Now, are you guys still in the wedding band together? Do you guys still perform together?
Yes. We are.
Wow. What do you guys play? I know, Eric, you play saxophone,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm a sax player.
Oh, man, in the same horn section.
We're in this, yeah.
That's right.
Horn players.
I would love to hear the balance about running a wedding band and now a tech company, because both things could be full-time jobs. Did you already have this entrepreneurial skill set from the beginning because you were running a wedding band? I'd love to hear how they're similar and different.
Ruben is like a serial entrepreneur, right? He just keeps starting one thing after another. Even with the wedding band that we have here in Vancouver, we started out as a band, and then it grew larger and larger, and then turned from like a bar band into more of a wedding service. And then from a wedding service, we got more fans, we got a bigger fan base, more people are starting to notice our service. And then Ruben was starting to offer sheet music services. He's got a website that used to sell party band sheet music. All the stuff that he charted out for the band, he would put it on the website and he would sell it worldwide. He would also do transcription services for people. And then at some point, we had our own studio. And again, the Phonics is, we always have this community mindset, right? We want to help musicians. We want to help the music community. So at some point, we had this music studio, and it was a 24-hour self-serve music studio in Vancouver that members can come in anytime they want. And all they need is a membership and a code to get in the door, and they can practice. They can do lessons. They can record. And we have all the equipment available at the studio. And then we all, some point down the road, we thought, okay, we've been running band for a long time now, but how can we extend our service so that we give our audience a little bit more? We get like a one-stop shop for our couples. So we thought, oh, the photo booth service is something that's been mundane, like stagnant for a while, because it's, you go to an event, it's always just a guy with a camera, and then he just stands there, and a lot of the time he's just on the phone. So we thought, okay, can we make this more exciting for our clients? For in the event industry. So let's pour what we know into this photo booth service. So we came up with this whole photo booth service. I would compare it to the Jungle Cruise at Disneyland, so that you come in, it's not just come in for a picture and then you leave, but you come in and you get entertained by this really wonderful booth attendant and just have a great time while getting your picture taken. Under the Phonics branch, we've got a whole lot of different little services that we offer. And then finally, of course, Ruben and I got together and we go, okay, I think it's time that we get this software going. Otherwise, we can't keep up with this whole serial entrepreneurial stuff of starting something.
Yeah. I still feel like you are, though, because every time I talk to you guys, you're working on new features for Back on Stage. You just released a killer new dashboard view. What is next as far as Back on Stage? Maybe it's a new feature, the company. Any news that you'd like to share?
Where to start? We got a lot of stuff. Lots of good user feedback has come in, specifically around our questionnaires, which we have right now. So basically, we allow band owners and administrators to send questionnaires out to clients to gather event details which are then injected into the booking straight away for you and updated to all of your musicians right away. So it just makes a really smooth process for everybody there. And then that pushed onto your contract and invoice and all that good stuff. We're working on updating that process a bit to be able to also integrate with your existing song list inside the app. So you can have your clients select songs that they want to hear throughout the different parts of the evening. Also select the various band sizes that they want, creating a sort of a menu experience for them, and just customizing that whole workflow a little more so that you're able to ask a whole lot of different details and stuff that aren't even in our system. So you can expand that. So that's one thing. And then right away now we're working on, smoothing out our onboarding process a little bit, just making it easier for band leaders to get set up and get going inside the app. When they come in there, we want to have some stuff there waiting for them already that sort of gives them a little bit of an idea of what they need to, what they should do first to get their account set up and get everything singing for them, and just make that process a little clearer, because it is a beast. There's, you know, well over 30 robust features in there that all have little branches of things that they can stem out to as well. So it's like your CRM software, your team management, your task management, your set list builder, and your communication tool all in one, and your bookkeeping's all there and your payments. So there's a lot to learn. So we have some band leaders that are like, I'm just trying to learn one new feature every week. And so they'll get back to me and be like, okay, now I'm trying to figure this out. Can you give me some help? We're just trying to meet people where they're at and provide the best support we can. And yeah, I just keep growing with everybody.
So that means for all of you old school cats setting your ways and migrating over to a new system seems like a really daunting task. Back on stage, I know Ruben just says that they're improving it even more, but they really do have some cool ways to help you migrate some of your existing client data over. I've used every one of those apps that I mentioned in the intro, from Dropbox to Trello and to Monday.com. And every one of those softwares is like, how can I build out automations and systems to work for a wedding band instead of focusing on key booking fundamentals that will grow your business right from the start? And the other thing I was going to say about onboarding is that it really is so user-friendly. There's a live chat box on the bottom right corner. I think I may have made them regret that feature, but seriously, anytime I had a question at all, they were there from the beginning. And I don't know, it just felt something. Just something feels just really special about talking to another musician. You know what I mean? There's just that certain musician vibe where you're going to get the help that we are understand and we're used to just chatting with musicians all day, and back on stage support, it didn't feel any different.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good to hear. Yeah, no, we're very adamant about keeping it that way. So as we expand our chat support, right now it's just the two of us, but as that grows, it's something that we want to make sure that the people who are behind that chat are all from the stage themselves, so that it's
like not we feel just, your pain.
Yeah. Okay, so as of now, 100% of the back on stage support team, they are musicians.
That's right.
So let's maybe step away from back on stage for a minute and start with something that everybody has, which is a website. Back on stage can capture a lead from your website, right?
That's correct. Yeah. So we have something called a lead form, which is basically a way of capturing prospective clients from your existing web traffic. So you can plant this form on your website. It's really simple HTML code. And of course, we can help you out with that if code's not something you do. But you just slap that onto any page on your website, and right away the form goes live. People can fill that in with their name, email address, phone number, event specifics like their date, and then any services of yours that they might be interested in. And then once they submit that, you'll get a little notification right away telling you that someone's interested in your stuff. And you can get on to moving them down that lead process and turning them into a booking. Yeah, pretty essential feature.
Well, Eric, I was watching a webinar with you, and when you were going through this, you had price ranges attached to each services. So if you're interested in this service, here's what the price range is for this. Interested That's in right. this service, here's the price range for this. What is the benefit of doing that when somebody's interested in contacting you as far as giving them a price range or a sense of framing? Is that something that you're a fan of? Do you suggest that?
There are so many ways to do the same thing inside back on stage. And because we want a lot of people, a lot of different people to be able to use back on stage in their own way. So we want to make sure that, okay, if there are people who like to just sell the client one singular pricing, then hey, it's there ready to go. The client submits the lead form and then boom, there's that pricing right there, and they can go about with closing that sale right away. Or some people, they like play around with the pricing a little bit, just feel around where the client's at. Hey, can you afford this? If not, hey, maybe we can modify it for you a little bit. So then having that flexibility of being able to price your product at different ranges would be beneficial for some of those band leaders.
Alan Berg, he was the former VP of The Knot. He's got a bunch of books out, and he talks about framing your pricing. And he always says the first number should be really low and the second number should be really high. And that way, when you present a price to the client, they don't feel like they have to spend at the top of your range. When a client or when a lead submits an inquiry, what happens next?
After a lead gets submitted, we've got something really cool on the back end that we call lead auto follow-ups. So basically, our entire lead process is a little different than how most, you know, CRM, client relationship management softwares are doing it. Our lead sequence is set up to just get the conversation going with people. So one typical problem that a lot of bands get, especially once you start getting a little more popular or if you've listed on WeddingWire, is that clients will reach out, they'll just be feeling you out. They'll probably be doing that same email blast to 5 or 10 other bands the same day. So they send you off an email and then you never hear from them again. So what are you doing this whole time? You get their email, you send them a nice little reply, you wait a couple of days, you haven't heard back, so you reply back again. After another day, you haven't heard, so you reply back again. And you just keep on wasting your time here, just sending your emails into this abyss, hoping that you're going to get a reply. And I would say probably 19 times out of 20 or more, you just don't hear back ever. So these are all kind of dud leads, people that just reached out. Maybe the price wasn't right. Maybe they really didn't want you in the first place anyway. But the point of our lead system is to get you out of that time-wasting cycle and just allowing you to focus on the ones that are actually serious about booking you. So that lead sequence is designed, you get to customize all these emails, but you set them up at various intervals. So let's say someone fills in your lead form today. You can have the first email go out 10 minutes after that form is filled, and then maybe another one 24 hours later and another one 48 hours later. And these can just be little feelers. You could send them a message like, hey, thanks for contacting us. Here's a link to our more detailed pricing. Let me know what you want. Can I just confirm that this is the exact date that you really do want? That kind of thing. And then you're just trying to get them to reply. Once they do reply, that lead sequence is automatically stopped. And at that point, it's up to you to keep the relationship building. We can't have robots doing that, unfortunately. So you take that conversation back over and then build that lead into something that you can then move on to the booking stage. And once you do that, then you get all your other access to all of our other features where you can actually send them the questionnaires and mold that client into a bigger fleshed out booking. So the lead process, yeah, is really just a way to streamline that communication, weed out those leads that were never going to be anything anyway, and save you the time of just allowing you to focus on, shall we say, low-hanging fruit or the high-value low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, there's a really great blog post. It's called How to Capture Leads and Convert Bookings. And I noticed that these emails are text only. It doesn't look like a newsletter, like something you sent on MailChimp. The sequence sounds like it's really meant to come from you and emulate you and genuinely reach out to the client with some level of automation there.
Yeah, exactly. So you can plug in things we call tokens as well. So throughout our email platform and in our contracts and other documents that are client facing, you can put in these token features, which are essentially just placeholders that grab existing details from that lead file or from the booking information and plug those into documents for you. So everything can seem like you really did customize it and that you really did make it yourself. Like you say, in those lead emails, we wanted them to look really authentic, not computer generated, because as soon as you put margins around something or add some crazy graphic, or even if you just make it like 50 paragraphs long, the person's going to know that you didn't write that in the 2 minutes it took them to receive that reply. So
yeah.
We're trying to educate people on how to not look like robots and build our system to be able to fool people into thinking that you're always real.
That's awesome. Let's take a step back for a minute and just talk about the software itself. What is the process of turning this grand idea in both of your heads into something on a computer screen? What is the process like as far as finding a software developer? Is this somebody you knew that helped you with this? I'd love to hear about that process of building this.
Yeah, good question. It's like you say, like we're musicians first. I took 2 courses in university on how to make a website, and it was basic HTML and a little bit of JavaScript, and that was it. So this is what a clock does inside a computer. From there, I've taught myself a lot about how to build websites, and Eric's picked up a lot in the last couple of years as well, just building our band's website. But building some software and a web app from scratch was certainly out of our wheelhouse. So when we started, it was just a lot of Googling, trying to figure out how do you even put your idea down in a way that can be shared with people so that they can quote you for a job that's going to be done or something like that. So we started off with a tool called Mockups, which is where you can it's just a graphical editor where you can just drag and drop text boxes and icons and things around and flesh out your idea that way. It's pretty primitive. So we started there. And then from there, we're able to upload these designs and initial concepts to, we actually used Upwork to find our software development team.
Really? Okay, cool. I've heard of Upwork. Yeah. A lot of people use that.
Yeah. It's great. No, it's handy because you can really, it's very transparent. So any work done on that platform it's all owned by whoever's the person paying for it. So there's no sort of legal complications there, which is nice, makes things easier. So yeah, we found a great team there on the first go round. They've been working with us ever since. And so now we've moved on to some other tools that are a little easier for us to communicate all together. One of them being Notion, which is a super handy piece of software. But yeah, so essentially the process from going from dreaming to a real world scenario is that quite often it's Eric and I talking about things. Maybe we bounce ideas off some friends, existing users, whatnot. And these days, at least, we have a backlog of tons and tons of features that people have been asking for. So our method is to just digest all this stuff, all these ideas, let them sit and marinate for a while. Because quite often, if we're trying to put out fires too fast, we found that you'll build one little feature and then realize that really should have been a part of this other big feature that we're now trying to build. And you got to move everything around. So we like to let things sit for a while. And then from that, things come out of the ashes and speak to you. And like, okay, this is the feature that really has to get built now. So then we'll start putting it into the graphics software where we can actually build a design for it. And then from there, start writing little stories around it. When the user clicks, this is what's going to happen. Here's the pop-up that's going to get shown. So we're really writing, I don't know what you'd call it, a big description around everything. And then that's what our programming team sees, and they're able to build things from there. And then we test and go back and forth a few times, and then it goes live. So yeah. These days we're pushing things out pretty fast because that's just how we like to do it we do have some big features that take a while. And so those don't come out as quickly, but little fixes and things, we're pushing new code almost every day because we just like to get things out there as fast as we can. We're just as excited as anybody else to be using this stuff because we're still running our band too, and we're using the software every day. So
yeah, generally people ask for feedback like that when they're really excited about something and when it almost feels like it's theirs too, because if you're like me who runs a wedding band full time, I'm on stage all day, every day, just looking at things, dealing with musicians and all that stuff. I'm just thinking about my business, and my whole business is all on stage. Eric, I'm just curious, since this app released, was it November of 2020?
Yeah, it was November. Yeah. It was just this past November.
What has the response been like from other wedding bands, and what has been some of their favorite features so far of
you know what? My favorite part of my job is that I get to talk to band leaders like yourself all over, because right now we've got a lot of users in Australia, a lot of users in Texas, New York, a couple of them overseas, Europe, and I get to talk to them. And guess what? No matter where you are, no matter if you're a band leader in Texas or a band leader in Australia, band leader in London, you know what? It's very interesting that everybody has the same issue, and a lot of it is booking musicians. And we experience that issue quite a bit too with our band up here in Vancouver. So sometimes I would call up a musician and I go, hey, I've got a gig coming up for you in a couple of weeks. Do you want to do it? And then a lot of the times the answer is, maybe I'm at a gig right now. I don't have my calendar with me.
Yeah,
can I get back to you? Right. And guess what? They never get back to you. And it's 2 weeks before the gig, before you notice that, oh, crap. Can I say crap? Oh, and it's 2 weeks before the gig. And then you notice that, man, I don't have a drummer for my gig because I forgot to book my drummer. My drummer forgot to get back to me. Now I don't have a drummer. And now I'm frantically going through my calling list to see if I can get a drummer available for my gig. So that's one of the issues that everybody shares. Doesn't matter where you are from, New York, Texas, whatever. And then another one is the group chat function. Because before back on stage, what we had to do was to go onto our phone for every gig and create a group chat for everybody. So then we can disseminate information. We can go, hey, we've moved the setup time up an hour earlier. Make sure you guys are on time. So here's my problem before back on stage. My drummer would come to me and go, hey, Eric, I remember you talking about a schedule change a couple of weeks ago. I don't remember when you said it. I don't remember what you were talking about. I just remember you telling me something about a schedule change. So now I have to go back to my phone and filter out every single message, every single line that I have ever sent out on my phone just to find that one line for my musician. So with back on stage, what we've decided to do was to group everybody together according to what gig they've been assigned to. Right, because back on stage is an event-centric software. That means we built everything around each event. Whatever they've sent out through that group chat will be inside that one particular booking. So then, you know, there wouldn't be quote unquote stupid questions coming to the band leader to go, hey, what do you say? When do you say it? Nope, just go back to back on stage. It's right there, man. So that eliminates a lot of the back and forth between band leaders and musicians and clients. And it just saves a whole lot of time for everybody.
The comment I've heard a lot is this is a really great way to stay transparent with your musicians. But you want them to have all the gig details. You don't want to invite them to a gig. And how many Facebook posts have you seen from musicians being like, yeah, this guy asked me to do a gig and I don't know what the pay is. I don't know when it starts, nothing. So it's just a great way to just stay transparent with your musicians, and they'll respect you more for doing so, to know when you're going to get paid and to know what's going to be in their bank account. We could get into the auto pay, which is amazing, but your current CRM, whatever you're using, is catered to a variety of businesses, and back on stage is literally telling you to your face, this app is made to collect and close leads, set up bookings, generate invoice and contracts, auto book your musicians and crew, prepare a smart set list, automate musician payouts, promote your shows, and just build hype around everything that you do. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about auto pay. I have a gig on Saturday night. I wake up on Sunday morning and my phone is, hey, when's the pay getting sent out? Hey, are you going to pay me? When's the pay getting sent out? Back on stage, I hear can take care of all that for you and you could sleep in on Sundays. So I would love to hear about that.
Yeah, for sure. I'd love to tell you about that. This was something that from the beginning, I knew we just had to find a way to do this, because this, like you say, is one of those things, like coming back to your thing about it being a transparent app. That's a great word. And transparent is, you know, being transparent with your musicians and being upfront with all those gig details from the minute you ask them to do a gig is all well and good. But the follow through is, that's half the battle too, right? It's like, you tell them you're going to pay them a certain amount, you better pay that amount. And musicians are living paycheck to paycheck a lot of the time, because that's just the nature of this industry. And waiting 2 or 3 or 4 weeks to pay somebody is just not super cool. We wanted to make that really easy for band leaders. I know that a lot of band leaders get into band leading simply because they were maybe the most organized one in the group, not necessarily because they are organized, but it's just how the cookie crumbles. Somebody just has to do it. So this tool makes it super easy to be on top of those payments and know exactly what you owe to people and when you owe it. Basically, as soon as you book musicians for a gig, you're going to plug in the rate amounts that you're going to be paying them. And as soon as that gig is over, you have, even before the gig is over, if you want to, those payout amounts all show up in your finances section of the particular booking that you're working on. So it's really just a matter of clicking a pay button beside everybody's name to send out their payments. And then, of course, that auto pay fee can be activated on a gig by gig basis. And that allows you to just specify a certain time at which you would like those payments to be sent out following the booking date. So like you said, in your example there, if you were booking get guys for a Saturday and you wanted the payment to, if you wanted to avoid all those slew of text messages on Sunday morning when you're trying to sleep in, you set that payout to be 8 a.m. Sunday morning before anybody else is up. And they're going to wake up to a email in their inbox notifying them that you have sent their payout. And the cool thing about Back on Stage is that because we have both sides of the equation inside of our app, which is unique to our booking software and our bookkeeping side of things, I should say, that no other bookkeeping software does yet, is that you, the payer, and your musicians, the payees, are all using the same software. As soon as your payout gets sent, the musician invoice that needs to be created to back up that transaction is automatically generated by the system as well. So the musicians no longer need to send invoices to you to get paid. You don't have to rifle through them and check them off. It's just all done in one button click. So the paper trail's there. Both of you get a copy. The money gets moved. It really is just wake up and go to brunch, because now you can.
Yeah. Speaking on that transparency side, again, when I log on into, I'm looking at what I see as a musician hired for a gig. And right on my home screen, I see my upcoming gigs in the next 60 days. I see tasks assigned to me, because you can assign tasks to musicians, can't you?
Yep, you betcha. Yeah, admins can assign tasks to anybody within any booking. So you can activate your whole team and get everybody delegated to whatever task you need them working on.
I could just, right from that event, I could write a task to my trumpet player, don't suck today, maybe, or I don't know, whatever I assign him to. Or help out with the sounds, come a little bit early, things like that. And then you could also see the total income, the future payouts you're going to receive as a, like you said, a living musicians who work full time based on the gig. I can't think of another way, unless they're extremely organized on Google Sheets or something, where they could see all of their forecasted revenue just in one place like that.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I was really excited about this new dashboard that allows that sort of bird's eye view on your future stuff, because that's something we've always struggled with as a band, to know what's coming. Like, it's hard enough to look back and pull together the reports to know how much profit you've actually made this year, or if you still owe anybody money or that kind of thing. But to be able to look at your future and say, okay, this is how much I've got coming in this month, let me drill down into November and see how much is coming in November. And to be able to do that at any point and just have that information at your fingertips, like you say, without having to go through your Google Calendar and sit there with a calculator all day. Like, if you want to take a vacation at Christmas time and you need to have some money for you and your family to go to Disneyland, like, this is, you can now budget for that. Yeah, exactly. It's a great tool, and I hope people really use it.
On the client side of things, I think Eric like lights up in the webinar when he talks about the client portal. I don't know. I feel like the client portal was Eric's thing. I don't know. I just have that feeling. But
I love the client portal. Clients, a lot of the times, they lose things, right? They lose a contract. They lose an email. They lose whatever you sent them in the email. And then they come back to you and then you have to regenerate all the contract and invoice or whatever they're asking for. Or sometimes if they argue with you and go, hey, I didn't think I said that in the email. I clearly wanted this for the wedding. And then you just simply pull up that email that is also attached to the client portal. Then you show them and go, hey, no, that's exactly what you said on this date. So the client portal, what the client portal is for the listeners who are not yet our users, the client portal is simply a link that we create for every event that would house your contract, your invoice, all the past email exchanges between both parties, yourself and your client, and it's your payment portal for your client to pay you right there on the screen. So again, it's back to the whole being transparent between both parties, being between you and your client. They have one place where they will never, ever lose their invoice. They will never lose their contract. They know exactly how much they've paid. They know exactly how much they need to pay. And then you get all your service details, what you're offering to your client right there on the invoice. It's all on the same screen. And it's one link that you can simply text or send out to your client through an email. And then they just click it and boom, they have access to everything.
For the most part, we book weddings 1 to 2 years out. It's a great way for clients to not lose information. In other words, is it fair to say it's a great link to say, I told you so? check the client portal. I told you so. Right. You know, that's what we just what's happening. I told you so a year ago.
Yeah, for sure. A lot of these clients too in the wedding band industry, like no fault of their own, they're not necessarily the most organized wedding planners in the world. They're couples getting married. This is maybe the first event and only event they'll ever plan in their life that's more than a birthday party. So we got to design around that these people aren't going to be super savvy event planners and that we need to cater to an audience that needs things a little more clear. But who doesn't appreciate a one-stop shop where you can go to sign a contract and make payments and see where everything's at and have a history of all your communication. It's just, I think a lot of CRMs do that now anyway, but yeah, certainly for something that is aimed at this kind of one-off wedding market or one-off event market, we thought that was pretty important and needed to be there.
Right, so. And also think about how many steps you're actually saving in creating a client portal for your clients. Because before, I had to use Microsoft Excel to create my invoice for my client or use my Microsoft Word to create the contract. So when I have to generate that for my client, I have to go to Excel, I have to change the number on my template, and then I have to export it, and then I have to do the same thing on Microsoft Word for my contract, and then I export it, and then attach it to my Gmail, and then send it out to my client. And then they lose it. Now I have to do that whole thing over and over again until pretty much after the event. And with just one link, it's just one click away. So I get super excited.
Definitely.
Yes, I get super excited about the client portal.
You know what I'm excited for? And I never thought I'd say this in a million years, but tax season. And the reason is because I can have every payment I've ever sent out in one place, every payment I've ever received in one place. I'm not looking on Zelle, PayPal, but and back on stage, but I'm not looking on Cash App, Zelle, Venmo, personal checks. Everything is in one place through Back on Stage. And it's really amazing. And you could try this whole app for free for 30 days. So you really have nothing to lose. Just go on www.backonstageapp.com. They have a limited time offer here. You could get their full plan right now. I think that's around $23 a month, US dollars. Does that sound right? Yeah. And you have unlimited team members, unlimited admins, unlimited companies, unlimited bookings, unlimited file storage. There's no limits. It's like literally incredible. And you're probably going to save money, especially if you're paying for all these other tools, these CRMs that we talked about earlier. Back on Stage is for band leaders who want to grow their music business the smart way by saving time with collaborative tools. One low monthly subscription will definitely replace all of the rest. And Ruben and Eric, thank you guys so much for coming on the podcast. And I'm super excited to see the future of Back on Stage and just take over. Literally, you guys are already doing it, but every wedding band leader in the world should be using this. There's no reason to use anything else. So,
yeah, thank you, Mike. Thanks so much for having us. And thanks for supporting. And we look forward to growing with you.
All right. And once again, you can go to www.backonstageapp.com. They've got a free 30-day trial. Totally worth checking out. Thank you so much for sticking with us. Next week, we're going to bring on Kate Story. Her and her husband, Nick, are the owners of BookMoreBrides.com. They are all about empowering wedding professionals who are awesome at what they do, but maybe not so good at marketing and promoting themselves, with solid strategies that are easy to follow and put into practice quickly in your business. They provide you with the content and the clarity to help build a steady stream of leads, increase your booking, and close more couples to create a thriving, profitable wedding business. They work with tons of different types of clients, including venues, photographers, DJs, event planners, bands, caterers, florists. They really work with every vendor under the sun. So I can't wait for next week, because we're going to bring Kate Story on the podcast and chat with her all about the wedding industry. We'll see you next week. You are extraordinary.